Now, before we jump into the topic of this conversation, just want to make everyone aware that I've recently been demonetized on YouTube. I will be able to reapply for monetization on the 26th of November, but until then, YouTube has turned the tap off in terms of being able to make advert revenue, which was quite a significant portion of my income on a monthly basis. I've had a really amazing outpour of support from people via PayPal, Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon, contributing to try and help me get through this short little process of demonetization on YouTube. And I just want to say thank you so much to all of you that have already donated and given what you can. It's really much appreciated. Anyone else who's able to do that to help support my work whilst I kind of navigate through this brief period of demonetization on YouTube, that would be much appreciated. They didn't give me a solid reason why I was demonetized. It was apparently a copyright infringement, but they didn't specify the video. I tried to reappeal and they denied my reappeal. So yeah, that's my situation right now.
I know we don't have a whole lot of time today. I'll cut right to the chase. Recent reporting from journalist Michael Schellenberger speaks of a US government whistleblower who's claiming to have insider knowledge on a highly classified program within the Pentagon. It's been designated as an unacknowledged special access program. And the name of the program is claimed to be Immaculate Constellation. So I know a lot of people are wondering, what are your comments on these recent allegations? And are we going to see any further developments on this in an official proceeding?
Possibly see the person whistleblower up in front of our committee. Hopefully we'll have that coming up here in November. But I don't know. Right now I think I'm not the chair of the committee, and somebody's going to be delving into it, I guess, as the case may be, and just trying to find out what's going on. I have a not on this case, but on this instance. But I've had people come in my office, and I'm very cautious of the white flags. You have areas of the government that don't want us digging into this, and I think they're gonna. I think they have in the past, and they'll bring out somebody who's seems good on the surface, and then. And then we start digging into it, and we find out that in fact it's a fake. And then they that just looks bad on all of us. So I'm real cautious on these things moving forward. On this one though, it seemed to have some legs. Multiple media sources are quoting sources, and but yeah, I'd like hopefully at some point it'll be publicly disclosed who the person or persons are. And we can get to the bottom of it.
And were you made aware of the name of this program before it became public?
I'd heard rumblings. I'll just leave it at that. I'm real cautious again about moving forward on some of this stuff until I like everybody to take a bite at it. You all in the media and in the UFO community tend to do a very good job of vetting these folks and these issues. Again, I don't think anything's going to become of a lot of this stuff until we have somebody in the executive office that has the guts and the fortitude to dig into these things. I've had conversations with President Trump, and I've had conversations with some of his people about this issue, and I'm convinced that Trump is going to pull the cover off of it if he's given that opportunity. But that's a big if.
Have his staffers given you that impression then, based on what they've said to you?
The people that are around him that I know in the members of Congress that are around him are really pushing for this stuff. He made a public statement. They asked him about the Kennedy files and things like that, and he was very forthcoming. That's very Trump. He doesn't check with anybody on this stuff. He just does it. And I hope that he gets that opportunity, brother. I really do. I mean, it's not going to be the first day or the first week, but when the dust settles, I think we'll see it.
I always thought it was interesting that his uncle, who had the MIT background, he was a very intelligent guy. And I don't know if you know this, but his uncle was actually assigned as the lead scientist responsible for assessing all of Nikola Tesla's patents when Nikola Tesla was eventually raided by the FBI after he died. They took all of his
Wow.
plans. This is all traceable through Freedom of Information Act. The FBI took a lot of this stuff. It was a bit of a divvy up between the intelligence community. And he was put in charge of actually assessing the feasibility and the usability of the different technologies. So I think that there's a potential for that family to have a little bit of a knowledge in the background that they're not speaking about.
I'd say there's quite a few people out there that are, but they're, for whatever reason, they're afraid to, or whatever, they're compromised at some level. They don't come forward with some of this stuff. But I think we're in a very unique time, an age of awareness that's going on around us. And I think folks are starting to question more and not just take carte blanche with what the federal government says.
Speaking of which, going back to this program and the name of it, Immaculate Constellation, the former director of the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, Sean Kirkpatrick, he was quoted to say, "There's no such thing. I had access to all of the unacknowledged SAPs and reviewed them with the SAPCO director, which is the Special Access Program Coordination Office, for anyone who doesn't know." And the DoD spokesperson, Susan Gao, said the Department of Defense has no record, present or historical, of any type of SAP called Immaculate Constellation. So what do you think the disconnect here is, Tim? Who's misinforming who? Do you think Susan and Sean Kirkpatrick
Well, you know,
or
I think that everybody, I don't necessarily think anybody's lying, but I do think that they're so compartmentalized. I think there's a level of arrogance too that you see in federal government. I don't know those folks very well, but I think that they are so compartmentalized. I mean, they're looking down the barrel of a 22, not like there's a bullet coming at them, but that's about their siloed, they call it, in that little bitty of area. You know, it doesn't deviate north, south, east, or west. It just straight down their little avenue, and they're not privileged to other information. And I think that's partially by design, just to cause confusion and to keep others from gaining any connecting the dots, so to speak. And they wrap it in patriotism and protecting our country and defense secrets and things like that, and it's they're very effective at it.
what kind of technology do you think we really have in the background? Like, if you just had to, make a hunch, make a guess about what we have in the black.
Yeah, I think it's untold, but I think a lot of the technology I think that we have, we don't know what it is or how to utilize it. I really believe that. I think they've, again, compartmentalized things, and the people that have certain things, they're not going to reach out because I think that it is so compartmentalized that they wouldn't know who to reach out to, and in fear of, I don't know, losing their jobs, espionage charges, things like that. I think there's a lot of things at play here. I do think there is some things we're holding back on that I think if we came forward with, that we could possibly cure a lot of suffering in this world. But there again, you've got your arrogance, you got your control, and that's a driving factor.
There's so much kind of misinformation and noise, not just in the UFO research field, in the wider media landscape anyway, but specifically with this issue, I think there's a level of importance to it. There's something obviously incredibly vital to it that requests this kind of storm of disinformation and noise that we've seen since the 1950s, really. It's been continuous. So, I mean, I agree with you in terms of never really finding the truth through government channels. I don't even know if this is really being hidden inside government. I mean, what do you think in terms of the idea of this being more of a deep corporate type of secret?
I think government had the apparatus to seize the information, if you will, but it said you recovered a craft in 48 or late or prior, or prior to that. And it was you know, you have what's called Freedom of Information Act, and that only covers government entities. So this material or what have you, biologics, or whatever, was handed off to a corporate contractor to analyze, and that sort of puts the gap between them and FOIA, Freedom of Information, somebody going after it. So I think that's very likely. I think it was in collaboration years ago, but also I think the people that probably put a lot of that stuff together are long gone. So that's a good way to keep a secret.
How would you personally define the deep state, and how do we actually confront such an entity?
I think in some entities, there are actually people who are manipulating us at some level. But I think, that some of the deep state, or the sewer, if you will, is indirect. Case in point, you have staff members of power of committees that stop legislation. I've heard a chairman say, my staff didn't like that bill. Now, why didn't they like that bill? Probably because some lobbyist who'd been whining them down or met with them on a foreign trip somewhere has said, man, I really like, appreciate your help. These guys don't know what they're doing, and they appeal to their ego. And, it's just human nature to want to be liked and appreciated. And they, to the best of their limited scope, they think they're being liked and appreciated, but they're really just being used. And I feel like that's the way a lot of that goes down. I really do. I do think there's people in this world, and the Bible talks about professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And I think you have a lot of that. They think they're smarter than the rest of us. You know, I'm just some old country bumpkin from Tennessee, and we'll buffalo him around out of this deal and move on. And or we'll embarrass him in the public, and we'll start rumors and say things, and we're getting beat on election day, and all those things are a possibility. And I think you're going to continue to see that kind of thing. But I always say, they fire at you the most, brother, when you're over the target. I think we're closing in.
I have an intuition that we're on the edge of quite a big change in this world.
Yeah, and I hope our next president has the fortitude to do something about it. Just total disclosure, bring it out, all of it.
Do you want to just quickly let people know before you go what's going on with that hearing, and if they haven't heard about it?
Yeah, we're hopefully going to have another hearing before the end of the year, maybe in November or December. I'm not sure the date. The date's been released, but I'm not quite certain if that's etched in stone. I won't be chair again, obviously. That's okay. But I think we're going to do very well. We've got a UAP caucus of people that are interested, and we're going to get to the bottom of something. We're going to keep digging. I don't think we're not going to solve it all, but again, it's going to take a president with fortitude to do it. But I think if people keep urging their elected officials to get to the bottom of it and get to the truth, I think we're going to get there. And it is a bipartisan issue, and I have friends on both sides of the aisle that are pushing this thing. My buddy Jared Moskowitz out of Florida, and AOC, she's been involved with it. So we got people on all sides. So I'm looking forward to getting on with this.
Are you still interested in the Nazca mummies? Because I heard talk that you might be joining the team, or at least in some way kind of getting involved.
Yeah.
Research.
There's some problem with that, and I checked into that. We have the best anthropology departments here in Knoxville, Tennessee, in the world, actually. University of Tennessee, Dr. Bill Bass, world-famous anthropologist. His son, Jim, and I, Jim, he was, we grew up together. We both grew up on Bennington Drive in Knoxville, Tennessee. Neither one of us live there now, of course, but he created a great, or helped build a great department. And they have explained to me some things, and there's problems with who owns those things. They're out of Peru, apparently, and folks in Mexico have control of them. And so there's some ethical concerns that are being in play right there. So again, all that, I don't know what it would prove if it found out, other than if it's something foreign. I don't know how you prove it was or it wasn't, and that's above my pay grade. But again, it's going to take someone in the executive office who can get to the bottom of this thing eventually. That's what it's really going to take, short of someone walking out with undeniable facts, material, photos, videos, things like that, and gets them on the internet before they're allowed to commit suicide.
Right. Well, I appreciate your time, Tim, as always, and we all appreciate you pushing on with this subject. It's difficult, but it has to be done. Has to be done. It's too important to be ignored.
Yeah, it is, and you're correct. And thank you for always for having me on, brother. It's a
Oh,
pleasure. It's an honor.
always a pleasure. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day, man.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
Just want to make everyone aware that I've recently been demonetized on YouTube. I will be able to reapply for monetization on the 26th of November, but until then, YouTube has turned the tap off in terms of being able to make advert revenue, which was quite a significant portion of my income on a monthly basis. I've had a really amazing outpour of support from people via PayPal, Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon, contributing to try and help me get through this short little process of demonetization on YouTube. And I just want to say thank you so much to all of you that have already donated and given what you can. It's really much appreciated. Anyone else who's able to do that to help support my work whilst I kind of navigate through this brief period of demonetization on YouTube, that would be much appreciated. They didn't give me a solid reason why I was demonetized. It was apparently a copyright infringement, but they didn't specify the video. I tried to reappeal and they denied my reappeal. So yeah, that's my situation right now.